Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
bless you tonight. This is Monday night, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Movement night, and we're talking about some of the stuff that's going on. I want to let you know tonight that what's going on is called the mid-breath of this nation. We're ready to receive from the healing we are giving out. Right? So it'll be a blessing for you. Over there for you. Get ready for God to touch you tonight. Every letter, every telephone call is an expression of love. Now, we're going, this is the last Monday of this year. Dr. King Movement. I want you to be ready for what God got for you this year. And a lot's been going on. And I had many people to call me and say they couldn't get in because the line was full. They called me and said, Bishop, we couldn't get in because the line was full. And I want to thank Sister Sherry for singing the song that she sang. And she did good with the song. And a lot of people called and asked, was that a tape? I said, no, Sherry was doing that live from her home. I think she was saying Saturday night, whatever it was. People called in from Arkansas, Mississippi, from Texas. So she got a beautiful voice. And I was talking to Brother Zahid. He might need to record her voice and make a record. I'm going to talk to her about that. I want to say to you tonight, God is able to carry you to another level. And this is the last Monday in the year in 2022. We're going to 2023. And I want to reflect some of the stuff that happened into the school situation and what happened into some of your life. And what happened in the floods, the storms, what happened right here in St. Paul, Minnesota, and the killing of George Floyd impact the whole nation, and some of the police that's racist on the police force, some of the politicians will not stand up, not only white and black. The black and white have to come together, you know, to make some things happen. I see Mary come on late. I'm glad she owned. You know, she knew that I was going to get them. What I want to say to you tonight, this is the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Movement tonight, and we're going to talk about racism, white supremacy, jealousy, and you got to deal with all that. And then we're going to deal with what Martin Luther King did and what did he say and what did happen, what did Robert Kennedy say, what did John Kennedy say, and what happened to those people that tried to help get you out of slavery and get you to another level? We're talking about racism and white supremacy. We're talking about you not moving up in life. Dr. King said in his tape, we're going to Washington to get out of check. They killed Dr. King immediately. Dr. King was in Memphis when he said that. And, you know, there's a place in Egypt called Memphis. And, you know, that's funny that Dr. King got killed in Memphis. And there was a place in Memphis in Egypt. It's a place called Memphis in Egypt. But I want to say this to you tonight. As we get ready to go to the next level, and the next level is what you're going to do for 2023. Where is your mind you can do to help the situation? I've seen the killings, the murders, and I want to say to you tonight, right now as I speak, we got more guns that's in America that's loose with students, with grammar kids going to school, college. First thing we have to do, and Dr. King said, stop the killing, save the baby. It's so much going on now. You can go to the grocery store and get killed. You just run by a loaf of bread. They don't care if you're white or black. The gun is shooting. But right here in Chicago, over the Christmas week, there's about 20 people got robbed. People in their own neighborhood sticking them up, you know. So the consequence of that if you stuck me up yesterday and I see you on the street tomorrow, it's on. So that's the kind of stuff that happened. Now, you saying, well, Bishop, what is the solution to change what's going on? And tonight, I'm talking about, you know, Dr. King integrated, you know, but when we were integrated, we were separate, you know, we did better in business. Now, it seems like people come together, black and white, and they don't like you. They bomb, they kill, and they shoot. That's not right. Dr. King was nonviolent. And I see why he talked about nonviolence. Look at the killings that go on up in Minnesota over the weekend. The killing that go on in Detroit over the weekend. The killings that go on in Chicago, in Ohio, in Los Angeles, Mississippi, and Arkansas. People know people kill people because they got guns. Kids, grammar school kids go to school while they were fighting with the fist. They get their mama gun and their daddy gun and they kill somebody. Okay, this is kind of mentality that we got going on, and ain't nobody doing nothing about it. Okay, mean by ain't nobody. Who supposed to do something? The Congress and the President of the United States of America supposed to stop all the flow of guns and dope and drugs coming into New York, California, Mississippi, Arkansas. It's more drugs in these neighborhoods, these schools. We had here in Chicago, we had two 13-year-old girls. They didn't OD, but they were so high, they had to call the paramedics to pump that drug out of their system. So drugs is a thing that's going on in 2022. But going into 23, I got my prophecy book. Let me say this before I get started, because I want to bring the temptations on, and I want to bring the temptations as a group for tonight. The Temptation was one of the famous groups out of Detroit, and they was very gifted. And the sad part about the Temptation, and most artists that we have, they get on them drugs and they die out. Because that they got a message. If you name them, I can tell you they was on drugs. They wasn't on drugs because they wanted to be. The system made them get on drugs. You know, you got them on drugs, and then that wasn't on drugs. They said they was on drugs. Okay, so what I'm saying, racism played a part in our education, in our school. And everything we do is play a part of white supremacists, you know, and white supremacists is that don't do what you're going to do, you know. So what that means? That means that we're getting ready to go in 2023 not knowing why your kids on drugs, why your kids drop out of school, why your kids on the way to the penitentiary. Teachers is not teaching, they're getting them ready to go to prison. Anytime you wear flats and you wear sleeping clothes in the street, you got it backwards. Okay. Now, what I'm saying, when you're talking about civil rights and human rights, the right to be a woman, the right to be a man, the right to be a human, okay, all that other stuff don't matter. It means that back in the day, if you were black, you had to go to the back door. They just said homosexuals go to the back door, black go to the back door, okay? You can't drug out of this fountain because it says white only. That's the way it was, okay? Now the gays jump up and say, I'm discriminated against. That's one of the biggest lies going. Okay? But we have embraced the lie. Two women can get married. We have embraced the lie that two men get married. If they don't let them marry, their civil rights is violated. What civil rights? For God so loved the world, he made man and woman. I'm going to leave that alone because some of you are so buried in the lie. White supremacy have put that lie on you and you accept it. No. And you got white folks believing it. You got black folks believing in it. And then you say you're being discriminated against because I don't want to see you married a man and you're a man. You discriminate. If you're a woman, you marry a woman. But the vows would be fruitful and multiply. I've never seen two women have babies. I've never seen two men have babies. I must be missing something. But in the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King and the Civil Rights Movement, the Civil Rights Movement was never about homosexuality. It was never about man married woman. That's something that the lawyers cooked up and put in, and Washington embraced it. And the business people embraced it. But that is not in the Bible. Romans 1 and 26. I know you don't like what I'm saying. Going out the word Baptist. Ain't no church can embrace that and say they working for God. Nowhere you can embrace that kind of stuff. But you might do it, but that don't make it right. Okay? So what I'm saying to you tonight, God is in control. I'm praying for you and you tonight, and those that ask for prayer, we're going to give you prayer. Those that want something, God's going to give you exactly what you want. Now, I want to tell you, as I talked to you, Jerry said he couldn't get in, and I got five people saying, filled up. I got five people just texting me, said, it's filled up. I'm sorry, it's filled up. You got to get on early. Mary, I want you to read 27 number something. Get your Bible together. Get the noise out the background. Read the 27 number song. Well, Mary, get that. When you get that 27 song, press 1, hold your hand up. Well, Mary, doing that, I want you to get ready to plant a seed for 2023. Now, let me say this here to you, Deborah. Let me say this to you, Sister June. When you plant the seed, if you plant the seed for 2023, I want to send you a picture where I'm walking with Jesus and Mother Mary. I'm walking with them, and I want to give you three pots, one pot of success, one part of healing, and another part of which one. I want to send three pots with the picture. This is a picture, and you can see Jesus and Mary with me. I know, and I'm not going to send it. That's you plant the seed. Now, let me say it again. Picture here where I'm walking with Jesus and Mother Mary, and you can see them. I know you ain't going to like that. You can see them like you're looking at me. And I got the pot of success, of gold, in the right and left hand, and in the middle, I got the pot of what you want. Now, I want you to plant a seed. Sister Duke, plant a seed. Well, you go to Arkansas. I want you to plant that seed for your need. Go to my website, thefeedofabraham.yolasite.com, and go to my website and get his PayPal. You get it. But then that woman, now, I'm going to give you a scripture, and this scripture is going to last you all going to say, I'm going to give you the prophecy. I got the book, The Miracles of Jesus. And when you ask, you have to ask for what you want. Now, when I send you the picture, it ain't for nobody but you. I'm going to send you one, Joe, and this is for you to put in your wallet or put it up in your room. I want you to have it. I was just thinking that I got the pot. I might have put the Ark of the Covenant also with it. Well, you got the money and the Ark of the Covenant means God with you, and it's going to break some yoke. Spirit just told me put the Ark of the Covenant with it, and it'll be a blessing. Now, Deborah, if you want to go to Cash Out, go to Money Bishop and put 3 T's in, you can hit Cash Out and get right now. Now, them that want to give $1,000 for the year, they want to give $500 for the year, those that I just want to plant a seed because I have a need. I just want you to do that. And I want to play just by Dr. King. And Dr. King said, we're going to overcome. I think I'm going to play this where he was talking about the money that was. See, the reason I want to play this tape, Dr. King was telling about the money that the government gave to people came over. You know, black folk, our ancestors came over in chains. They was in the bottom ship. They came over on a good ship named Jesus. We've been all across up ever since. But I want to tell you, I want to play this. When you hear Dr. King said, we're going to Washington to get our check, immediately he was assassinated. Because he was talking about, I want you to give me some money. He didn't gave everybody else some money. Give us some money. Well, we can start all over again. Because our ancestors built this country. Yes, your great-grandma, my great-grandma built it. I'm praying for people in Buffalo, New York, all that snow, but they didn't, you know, the press played up Buffalo. They didn't play up South Dakota where people got 10 feet of snow. The Native American was asking the government to come and dig them out because they got 10 feet of snow up in South Dakota and North Dakota. The press just played on by. I don't think they said nothing about it. They're talking about Buffalo, New York. But what I'm telling you, God is trying to get your attention. He's trying to let you know. Now, what that means, that my prophecy says it's going to be floods all down south, and told me that when the snow melts in South Dakota and Minnesota, it's going to run down to the Gulf of Mississippi, going to run down to the Gulf. So we're going to have floods when it warm up. And this storm is coming back. There's another storm on its way. I know the weatherman ain't told you about it because he didn't see it. The ancestors told me. Then I said back to back. That's going to be an earthquake in Russia because of the evil that's going on there. That's going to be an earthquake and another earthquake in California. I know y'all don't want to hear it. I got it in the book. I ain't going to say no more. But it's in the book. I'm going to give you one more prophecy in the book. That we're going to find out that some of the food we eat have messed our system up. Heart, lungs, liver. And we're going to find out that other countries is importing food into America and the food ain't right. It's a lot going to happen in 2023. But God is going to open up some doors and show us some things. I want you to get ready.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists.
Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor.
The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts.
Well, it didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes, yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
And you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages.
America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. And the real question is whether we have the will.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. Now, this is what we are faced with, and this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington in this campaign, we are coming to get our check.
Dr. King said we're going to Washington to get our check. Then the guy from Premier came over and got a check for $185 million to fight the war against Russia. Now, this is what I want to say. The Democrats and the Republicans got together and gave that man that money. They didn't get together to pass the bill, all the mothers, children being killed in Sandy Hook, been killed right here in Illinois, been killed in Texas with assault rifles, tearing arms off, tearing legs off. And Congress ain't got enough sense to go and pass the bill where assault weapons would not be built in America. Something got to happen in 2023. Now, the other terrorist acts, now they're shooting the grid out. They're shooting where you'd be in the dark. Then I tell you in my prophecy, you need to go get you a generator and put it in your house because your life might be off for 2 or 3 weeks at the time, back-to-back criminals. I want to say to you tonight, the Dr. King movement, the movement of the people, Jesus movement, the movement of the Holy Spirit. Righteous gonna always win out. The righteous gonna always win out. So I'm praying for you. So much of witchcraft and evil is in the White House. So much of snakes. And you know, anytime the Native Americans get 10 feet of snow up in South Dakota and they ask the National Guard to come in, there's 10 feet of snow. That's up over the house. So it's a lot going on. This evil stuff is taking place, but we have to come on and turn it around. I want to say, like Dr. King said to you tonight, don't forget, plant the seed. Don't forget, if you got the need, plant the seed, go to my website, theseedabrahamyoursite.com. When you do that, you're going to get blessed. And I want to send you the picture, Sherry. I want to send you the picture where I'm walking with Jesus. Mary, did you press one on your thing? I forgot. Let me let Mary read the 27th number song. I was light and I was seven. This is the last Monday of 2022. And you need to see about your job. And next year, I'm going to be, on Mondays, I'm going to be dealing with people who got problems. Problems on your job, getting fired. And you know, one lady got fired because she wouldn't go along with the gay folks. The gay folks come out, people discriminate. They discriminate more other people than these. I've been discriminated against. They told the lady, if you ain't gay, you can't be in this office. So she had to leave. So there's a lot of undercover stuff going on with my brain out.
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it, but it has become the theme song.
We will overcome. Okay, Mary, God bless you tonight. Do you got the 27 number song to read for us?
Yeah, I got it.
God bless you tonight. You're a little late tonight. Read on.
That was 7 minutes late. Sure was.
And some people said they couldn't get in, so you blessed. We're going to read.
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
The Lord, listen now. Hold on a minute. Don't go too fast for me. You know you're kind of fast because you're young. I'm an old man. He said, the Lord is my light and my what?
And my salvation.
Go ahead on.
Whom shall I fear?
Whom shall you fear? Let me tell you something. Dr. King was sent by God in order to straighten this country up. They had a war. They were killing innocent people. Right now, you had people that didn't have nowhere to stay. In Chicago, we had to march for open housing. There's a lot of evil going on under the skies of white versus black. Evil is evil. If it's black, it's evil. If it's white, it's evil. If it's brown, it's evil. So going into the next millennium, we got to deal with witchcraft and evil going on in our school, in our colleges, with our children, in our business. So we got to deal with that. See, that's what happened. So when they attacked the White House to tear it down, that was evil. Somebody, oh, they didn't do nothing. That was treason. And do you have to be Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder is blind? They know that was treason. Read on.
The Lord is the strength of my life.
The Lord is the strength of my life. I want to tell you, we come just for by faith. Who are we going to be scared of? We've been whooped, hung. We done hung people down in Mississippi, Arkansas. And right now we got mass graves. Right there in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where 300 to 400 people is buried and they ain't named. Right in Natchez, Mississippi, where people live that don't know that they put black in concentration camp. If you was white, they stored you in there too. You can be a liberal white back in them days. If you were liberal white, you were told black, they killed you just like they killed a black. Read on.
When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes,
the wicked, hold it, the wicked come up on them. The wicked man, the wicked one. We got some wicked people setting up in high places. Any time you go against the Bible and you say, okay, I'm going to, you got a mass of people. We got wicked people in high places, but I can't move them. God will move them. He said, the wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. Fret not thyself, for evil doers there soon be cut down. Y'all don't hear me. This is Monday, the last month of the year. We're getting ready to go into a new year, a new millennium. So you got to get ready to go to the next level. Whatever you need, God got. I got a scripture. Yeah, I got some scriptures go out. I was going to share with you tonight. But sometimes, you know, when God gives you something, you be moving so fast, you move. Okay, this is what I got right here. Take these scriptures on. First Peter 5 and 7, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 5, St. Matthew 6, 33, okay? 1 Timothy 1 and 7, God did not give you the spirit of fear, the spirit of joy. Read on, Mary.
Enemies and my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh. They stumble and fail.
Now, God is telling us with all you've been going through, cancer, tuberculosis, cataract, well, that's normal. That ain't normal for you to have a heart attack. That ain't normal for you to have a stroke. The stuff they put in the food and how they treat you. And let me tell you something. I want to say this again. You know, you can, on the plane, the phone caught on fire. At the plane, y'all heard about it. It's some things in the astro. But I got in my problems. I'm telling you what to do while that stuff won't enter into your house and give you a stroke or a heart attack while you sleep. It's some evil going on in high places. The devil is busy. Witchcraft and warlock is ruling the world. But it's a threat not by self and evil doers, because God told Moses, step back. Exodus 14, I'm going to fight this battle. This is a battle you can't fight. This is about God and his angel, Michael, Raphael, got to fight this evil that makes you blind, this evil that makes your family turn against you. All this killing going on, this Abaddon, that's an evil angel. Can't nobody stop him but the angel. Read on.
Lord, a host should encamp against me. My heart should not fear. Though war should rise against me, this will I be confident. One thing have I desire of the Lord, that will I see after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
Hold it right there. If you stay in the will of God, what I'm talking about, you pray, and pray every day. Get on your knees, share with God, save me. Save my family. Your family might be cutting up, but you keep telling God, because you're the seed of Abraham, blessed and highly favored. And God said, Abraham, I'm going to bless your seed. And I want to tell you tonight, going into 2023, God got a blessing that man can't take. God got a blessing that he opened the door up, can't no man close it. When he closed it, can't no man open it. So tonight, whatever going on, how you feel, stop feeling, I'm going to get a heart attack. Because they said, I'm going to get a heart attack. That's a heart lie. They send this stuff out. Oh, you can have a stroke because it's Christmas. You can have a stroke because it's a holiday. What you worrying about? When you got God, you ain't got to worry about nothing, because God got you. And he said, wait to the sin of death to get to God. Once you put your life in God's hands, God's going to keep you, man. Woman, God's going to keep you in perfect health. The doctor might say, you're going to die tomorrow. He's going to die. Not you. Because God said hi and look right. So God will do it. Read on.
To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted.
God got you. God's going to cover you with his blood. The blood of Jesus cover you, man. Glory, hallelujah. Don't let me speak now. God already got you. All you got to do is go in his temple. Praise God when you lay down. Praise God when you get up. And I want you tonight, before you go to bed, I want you to take 3 sips of water. 3 sips, not out of no plastic cup. If you ain't got no plastic cup, no glass, get it in a 2 cup. Nothing plastic. I want you to take 3 sips. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and praise God and go to bed. I didn't say read nothing. 3 sips of water. And whatever going on with your life, God, good God, I can't revelation now. Raphael, the angel Raphael, going to pass right to you. A healing you're going to get. We shall overcome. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that reading, Mary.
Okay, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you send in for your picture where I'm walking with Mary and Jesus, because I want you to show it to your family, to this bishop, and you're gonna see Jesus and you're gonna see Mary. I ain't no shadow. You gonna see them like I'm looking at you. Okay. I know some of you don't believe it. I got it. I'm gonna send it to you. I'm gonna send it to you where you can put it up on your wall. I'm gonna put some scripture with it. I want to tell you tonight, get ready for the prophecy. Now, you didn't have the book, The Miracles of Jesus, you need to get that. 39:20, you need to get it. It'd be a blessing for you. And this is what Dr. King said, and I believe this.
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it. It has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some would be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators, but we shall overcome. And I tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the brilliancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the...
Dr. King said we will overcome. And I believe what Dr. King said, we will overcome. We can overcome. And I want you to keep your mind up and pray for people, bless people. We're praying for those in Buffalo, New York, and those who got the weather, back-to-back weather. God's trying to get your attention all over the world. Things is going on. But we want to say to you tonight, look up. This is Temptations.
At booking.com, finding perfect isn't all that difficult. Big Spend Property, no problem. Now, when the play are the youngsters, the Temptations. Oh,
Somebody. Time is changing, so put your purple on and get ready to go to the next level. That was Prince saying purple rain, purple rain. I thought about purple rain. I thought about power. And he wrote that. And as he wrote it, it was inspired. I heard him say that it just bothered him till he got it out. And there's a message in that song. So you got to get up. Stand up and get up. And when you stand up and get up, things will work for you. I'm playing songs tonight. It's a message in the song. And it's going to you tonight. So you get ready to get your message.
Yeah, we can make it work. You can make it work. Everybody. So we're going to get the message for your life. I still want to say we're coming in front of the board. Or another one would say something shining in the winter and sleep. But someone would say it's just love. And everyone would say heaven's sake. Let's move it.
2023, get up.
Don't give up the fight. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. Breathe in on the soul. Heaven is on this earth. I know you love me.
Give up the fight. The sick, I'm tired of the Thank you.